USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the news of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein committing suicide in jail, many people are wondering how this could happen.
It is inexplicable from my perspective that anyone who has attempted suicide while incarcerated would not be on suicide watch.
That's attorney Jack Scarola speaking on NBC. He was also representing one of the victims in the latest case against Epstein. A full slate of Democratic candidates are trying to break through at the Iowa State Fair.
Hi, I'm Kamala.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
That's Democratic Senator from California and presidential candidate Kamala Harris. Democrats on Friday took part in the Iowa Democratic Party's annual Wing Ding Dinner, where many of the candidates took the opportunity to blast President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Folks in El Paso, Texas, are taking to the street 1 week after a deadly mass murder at an El Paso Walmart. The group marched from a park in the city to the El Paso County Courthouse. People at the march released white balloons for each of the 22 victims of the shooting last Saturday, calling out their names as the balloons took flight. The United Nations food aid to Yemen will resume after a two-month hiatus. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The World Food Program reached an agreement with Houthi rebels in Yemen to allow the agency to resume food deliveries in the civil war-torn nation. The UN program said it will register 9 million people in areas controlled by the Houthis where aid will be delivered. An estimated 12 billion Yemenis need aid every month. Thousands of civilians have died or been pushed to the brink of starvation since the civil war began 4 years ago.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
It's been a bad summer so far for government information systems. Hackers have used ransomware to attack the data networks in Baltimore and the Georgia court system and also Lake City, Florida, just to name a few. Now, what can be done, though, when it comes to these attacks, and ultimately what these three cities ended up doing, was paying those ransoms that they were asked for so they could get their data back. I had a chance to catch up with Richard Clark, one of the world's leading experts on security, cyberspace, and terrorism, and one of the things I asked him was what really should be done when these cities are held hostage by these hackers.
Many places are paying. It's not just cities that are being hit. Companies are being hit. Hospitals have been hit. Many people pay up because they just want to get their network back and get it back quickly. But that money goes to criminal gangs, and they use part of that money to make even more successful attacks, more sophisticated attacks. So we would like, and we say in the book, The Fifth Domain, we would like to outlaw paying so that nobody could pay hackers when they were hit by this ransomware. But in the meantime, while there is no such law, if you're hit, your only way out to get your network back quickly might be to pay.
Clark's a co-author of a book titled The Fifth Domain, which also goes into other details on what we can do to keep ourselves safe from hackers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.